baby, ya yo me enteré. Se nota cuando me ve. Ahí donde no has llegado, sabes que yo te llevaré. Y dime qué quieres beber. Es que tú eres mi bebé. Y de nosotros, ¿quién va a hablar si no nos dejamos ver?
Y a veces es Dolce, a veces es Bulgari. Cuando te lo quito, después de los parties, las copas de vino, la
Tú estás bien suelta, yo de safari. That sound like Bad Bunny to me. Alright, let's go. I'm gonna let the beat drop.
Baby, a ti no me pongo, y siempre te lo pongo. Y si tú me tiras, vamos a nadar el hondo.
Si por mí te lo pongo, de septiembre hasta agosto. A mis cojones lo que digan tu amiga, ya yo me enteré. Se nota cuando me
What it do, what it do. It's your boy Bearing the Smarks with another episode of Bearing the Smarks. As you all know, you probably don't know, but today I got a special guest. I mean, he's not even a guest at this point. He's just like a regular, and you guys are always requesting him to be on. Today, as always, is my boy Hillturn. What's good?
Yo, what it do, my dude?
Yeah. It's my boy Hillturn with his, like, fifth appearance. About to put him in the Bearing Smarks Hall of Fame of podcasting, man.
Oh, facts. I'm the first inductee.
Ooh, first inductee in the Hall of Fame career on Bearing the Smarks podcast. What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great.
Feeling great. You're feeling great. So, a lot of people probably don't know, but you had some surgery not too long ago, right?
Yes, sir.
To correct your vision.
No more glasses. Yes, sir. I recommend if anyone having doubts about getting that shit done, get it done.
Get it done. You know? So, how you feeling? Everything good? Everything
yeah,
working?
Yeah, man. You know, you know how this pandemic life is. Yeah. It ain't normal yet, but we getting there slowly.
You're getting there. That's right. We're getting there. Hopefully, we'll be there by the end of the year, man, because, man, the amount of weight I put on in pandemic mode, man, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's the excuse I'm going to use. Yeah. The pandemic is going to make me gain weight.
The pandemic weight. I think for some people, last year, it was like the COVID-10. Man, I'm like, at this point, I'm like COVID-15, yo. So, it's crazy.
The COVID-20.
The COVID-20.
Ain't no 19, almost the COVID-20.
We're in the COVID-20, man. It's insane, man. But it's good to hear from you, man. I think the last time you was on for, what was it, New Year's Eve, man. So that was pretty dope.
That's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, man. So we opened it up with you, and then we closed it out with you. So
big facts.
Good shit there.
How we do it out here.
All right. So the topic of discussion today is going to be a few things, but one of them is Bad Bunny. I mean, if you're hearing the episode, you heard Bad Bunny. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of Bad Bunny. You ever listen to Bad Bunny at the club? The women love it. They're getting down. It's a good vibe out music. But recently, in about the last 2-3 months, Bad Bunny has made his way onto WWE television. And, of course, there's a lot of hate behind it. And you and I both know that what they're doing is good for business. And some people can't see it that way. I want to hear your opinion on it. And why is Bad Bunny, or any celebrity, but for now, why is Bad Bunny good for WWE television?
I mean, it's good because, like, think about this. You as a kid, one of your biggest dreams was to what? Be a WWE superstar, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine you take a different route. Like, let's say you become a famous artist or whatever. You took your path. And WWE hits you up with the opportunity to be on their TV. I mean, you get to live a lifelong dream. I really don't see what's wrong with that. And if people like Bad Bunny could be on TV, maybe one day fans like us could get on TV, you know, be on wrestling. Be in the 24/7 title, you know. I like to use that as hope, you know. Like, A lot of people like to gatekeep in the wrestling community. I'm the type that actually does feel like wrestling is for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then he brings eyes. Like, the eyes that he brings is, it's just a different audience. Like, people don't understand that. There's people that love Bad Bunny for Bad Bunny, and they will watch anything that he does.
Yeah.
And if they find out he's going to be on Raw, the whole show for us could suck. But if they watch that one segment with Bad Bunny and they become Damian Priest fans, what's wrong with that?
Facts. Facts.
I mean, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Neither do I. I don't want to think this way, but I feel like because it's not the kind of music that wrestling fans are used to, they don't like Bad Bunny and they don't want to accept Bad Bunny on our television screens. Like, he doesn't look like your typical, you know what, I don't even want to say that because I don't want to marginalize everybody, but he doesn't look like the typical wrestling fan.
I hate doing that too, but sometimes you got to say it though.
He doesn't look like the typical wrestling fan. Like, you know, he's rich. He's got sex appeal. He's talented when it comes to music and other stuff. And I just don't think.
Hood.
Yeah, he's hood. You know, he's got a soft spot. You know, so he doesn't represent the ideal wrestling fan, which are the guys who are just strictly wrestling 24/7 and 365. Like, he doesn't appeal to them. And I think it's in part
really does not.
Because he doesn't look like them. I mean, had it been someone else who dressed like a wrestling fan and knew all the who kissed wrestling fans' asses, then I think he would be more accepted. But because he's the opposite of that.
Know, if he would come dressed in Vans and some skinny jeans, they would love him, you know?
Not even. If he came in sweatpants with holes in them, then they would be like,
I forgot. A broken t-shirt with a missing tooth and shit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and the neck beard. So he would be like welcome with open arms, but because he's the opposite of that, they don't like him. He doesn't represent them.
And it's like, it's deeper than Bad Bunny. Like, they literally complain when any outsider is in the company. Like, but of course, only on WWE side.
Yeah.
Because AEW can have Snoop Dogg, they can have Shaq, they can have Rick and Morty, they can have Kevin Smith, they can have all them losers on there, and nobody says nothing, you know? Like,
yeah, it's...
People need to understand, when we call out the AEW, we're not per se sitting on the company. What we're sitting on is the hypocrisy and the double standard between you fans.
Yep.
Like how you gonna say it's too many old people in wrestling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that the Royal Rumble was full of old guys and blah blah blah. But then turn around and act like signing Sting was the greatest thing ever.
You know what? I mean, like, listen, like you should know more than I, because running a wrestling page is like running through a rabbit hole. Like, you run through one hole and then you just keep going and you keep going.
It's a rabbit hole. It's an endless rabbit hole.
So the amount of time I kind of spend on the page and finding things to post, you realize, like, a lot of the stuff wrestling fans say sounds very repetitive. It's like the script. It's like the wrestling fan script. And they all share it between each other. And it sounds the same. It's like, WWE can't have this, but everyone else can do it. WWE should be punished for that, but they shouldn't be punished for this. And it's literally the same exact thing. And the more you know, you'll realize that they all sound the same. So that being said, with Bad Bunny and his connection to wrestling, it goes further than just the last 3 months, because I follow Bad Bunny, right? I've been following him for a minute, and he's been going backstage and meeting wrestlers and having
for years since 2015, since he replaced Anuel as the biggest reggaeton guy. I don't know if you know who Anuel is.
Yeah, of course.
Ever since he replaced him, like, dude went to jail or whatever. Ever since that, like, I remember seeing him, like, everywhere. And then I was like, wait, why is he taking pictures with Charlotte and Ric Flair backstage? What the hell is going on here?
Yeah. And, you know, I spoke to my wife about it. She's, like, a big Bad Bunny fan. She's like, nah, this kid's been a fan since, like, he was 5 years old. And that's all he ever talks about, like, in his interviews. Yep. And, you know, he knows everybody. And, you know, and they love him backstage, or else he wouldn't have been accepted backstage, you know?
Did you see the video of where he's at a Laker game? And he's, like, sitting courtside, right?
Uh-huh.
and he goes like he goes with a water bottle and does the Triple H spit.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Like that's how you know he's a fan. Like I can appreciate a fan getting to live out his dreams. Like obviously, as an adult, I know for a fact that Bad Bunny's full time profession will never be in wrestling. So why the fuck would I cry about a situation that's gonna last maybe a month or so, but its right. return is could be infinite because right. it's gonna go down in history. That's a segment that can never be erased.
Nope.
Bad Bunny will always be a part of WWE history with that.
So how do you feel about this? I'm sorry, man. How do you feel about this? So there's a lot of talk about how having celebrities on Raw, SmackDown, and even pay-per-views takes away from an actual wrestler on a roster having that spot. I mean, do you think that's true?
If it's true, it's the wrestler's fault.
Explain.
Did Stone Cold and HBK let Mike Tyson's presence overshadow the fact that they had a title match at WrestleMania?
No.
Did Mr. T's involvement make you forget that Hulk Hogan was the greatest star of WWF at the time?
Facts.
I can go on. Did John Stewart helping Seth Rollins diminish him becoming Two Belt Rollins? No, I bet half the people don't even remember he did that.
Nah.
But at the time, they was crying like little bitches about it. So it's like, I feel like people just don't know. They just don't learn how to shut the fuck up and look 2 months or so down the line and shit. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't believe Salt and Pepper took away from WrestleMania 11. So, I mean, it's
right, exactly. I
don't understand, like, and you mentioned earlier about this gatekeeping mentality. I don't understand why wrestling fans don't allow outsiders to come in. I mean, it's a 50-50 for everybody. It gets that guy that you normally wouldn't talk to at work talk to you about wrestling because someone that he recognizes as a celebrity is on a wrestling show. I feel like wrestling fans treat wrestling it's like, man, they treat it like a bubble and they don't want nobody in and nobody out.
They don't want nobody to be in it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's weird because everyone wants wrestling to go back to what it was in the early 2000s and the 1990s and all that shit.
They don't know what it was in the early 2000s.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know what it was. And at that time, wrestling was for everybody. I mean, I was a kid then. I don't remember people telling me like, hey, listen, Tyson shouldn't be on Raw because he's taking a spot away from fucking Val Venus. Val Venus benefited from Tyson being on that fucking show. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Bro, what about in WCW when Dennis Rodman showed up for NWO? My man was in the finals, bro. In the finals and shows up on fucking
Nitro.
What's the WCW show? I forgot. Nitro.
Yeah, Nitro.
Shows up on Nitro. Do you know how big that is? Like, can you imagine J.R. Smith in 2017 in the Cleveland finals shows up on Raw to be part of fucking New Day or some shit? Like, you know how many eyes that would have brought to WWE from there? How many NBA fans would have watched just for that simple moment? Like, when Mayweather boxed Big Show, I wonder how big that was.
It was
like,
big.
Bro, super big.
Super big.
And the fact that he actually broke Big Show's nose was like, that shit had boxing fans like, you see? Wrestlers can't fuck with boxers, you know? But we don't care. We know it's fake. So why would we get pressed over that? Like, this is what I don't understand. Wrestling fans act like they're so smart. They know that they're so scripted, and they still want to cry about shit. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
like, do they forget it's a show sometimes?
I mean, they want to think it's not scripted. It's like, I'm not even gonna say it's scripted, but I want to say it's a television show.
It's scripted,
a television show. Yeah,
it's
a television
TV
show.
Yeah.
So it's like, who are they trying to, like, convince? Like, people watching or themselves that they're still watching this and enjoying it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. Like, it don't matter if you're 40, 50, 20, 12 years old.
Exactly.
If you watch wrestling, you watch it. But you ain't got to lie to yourself and make it seem like it's not a television show and, like, it's an actual sport. And just to make yourself feel better about watching it still.
Yeah, Like, can you imagine getting mad that Neville has to tell a joke before a match?
I mean, I prefer my wrestling not that serious. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Thank
like,
you. That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine being mad that Neville has to tell a joke before a match? Like, oh, they're making a mockery of the sport and blah, blah. Like, shut up.
Yeah, those are guys who, like, are insecure with what they watch, and they have to make it seem like... And it's mm-hmm. it's more important than, you know, it's more serious than what they want others to believe. Oh, man.
Yo, have you ever chilled with, like, a non-WWE fan? Or, well, not chilled, but have you ever seen their reaction to when someone says, oh, my God, you still watch that WWE shit?
All and the time.
Be like, I don't watch that WWE wrestling. I watch that real NJPW, AEW wrestling. They look at them like...
Yeah.
Fuck is that? Is that like WWE Lite or some shit? I mean, God,
yeah.
When casuals sit on their favorite promotions, and I'm like, bro, yo, no one cares about that.
Nah. I was at work maybe like a month ago, right? And everybody knows I watch wrestling. So they're like, yo, did you, I heard Edge came back and won the Royal Rumble. I was like, yeah. They was like, yo, I was flipping through the channels and then I saw this other wrestling on channel 3. I'm like, oh, yeah. Before I even answered, he was like, they was like, damn, Vince McMahon got wrestling all over TV. He's on USA. He's on Channel 3. I was like, oh, no, that ain't Vince McMahon. And they was like, oh, that's why there's all these old guys on the show. So, I mean, how do I tell somebody, like, yo, that's the new company, and then their first glimpse is a bunch of old guys on the show. They asked me, like, yo, why is Arn Anderson still wrestling? Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
so,
they'd be asking something like that. Why is Jake the Snake still there?
Exactly. They was like, oh, I thought he died. I'm like, nah, man, he's still living.
No.
Yo. So I'm like, yo, it's just crazy. And then it's crazy how people who are not in that bubble view fans. Like, oh, okay, so y'all wilding out for nothing then. Yeah, well enough for Jake the Snake on TV. So it's crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It's like I was saying that. I think I made a post. I was saying, I was like, the more diehard you are for wrestling, like, the less in touch you are with, like, what's going on in the real world.
Hell yeah.
Like, you put so much importance into, like, the backstage workings of a company that you will never know how shit goes on unless you actually go there yourself.
Yeah.
Which... I would never take the words of any ex-employee about any company because obviously they're going to be mad that they didn't get their way.
Yep.
It's like when you leave a job, you're not going to say, oh my God, that's the best place ever. You're going to be like, yo, the boss was a dickhead, the employees were at, like, that's usually the general consensus when you leave a job on bad terms. So it's like, I don't know. But yeah, they live in this bubble where it's like, if my favorite wrestler isn't champion, that means... He's sad and doesn't want to be there anymore because, you know, every wrestler's goal is the main event WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
So, like, they forget to take into account that there's, like, 365 days in the year that when you don't see them on Raw, they're probably in the hospital talking to some kids that are, like, big fans of them, and that's, like, very fulfilling, you know? Like, all that charity work, all those appearances, like, that means something to some people, you know? It's more than just what you see on TV. It's more than stroking your own personal ego like they do on AEW. Like, it's deeper than that, yo.
Nah, definitely. I agree.
Like, look at The Miz. Look at The Miz. The Miz is one of the most dedicated wrestlers of WWE. What does he ask for every year? Respect. What does he get? Nothing. What does he do about it? He still becomes the most entertaining wrestler on the roster, one of the most entertaining wrestlers. And it ain't because he's booked like a beast. It ain't because he wins every title. It ain't because he's indestructible. It ain't because he's super serious. It's because he loves what he does, and it shows with every promo. It shows with every match.
Yeah.
If you love what you do, it doesn't matter what you're booked at. Eddie Guerrero was fucking mowing people's lawns with his with fucking Chavo, making that shit work. Why? Because he loved what he did. You think he was complaining? No. Fucking Rey Mysterio was out here fighting for custody of his own son.
Yeah.
Stupid as it sounds.
Like, and people talk about it to this day.
Right. HBK lost his smile after losing a title. Like, come on. Like, it's all about what you make the people believe. It doesn't matter what the booking is. If you make it work, it'll work. Except Triple H trying to make Katie Vick work. That's like...
I mean, it kind of worked.
No, that's never going to work.
It kind of worked because we all talk about it to this day.
That's true. WWE did try to erase that, and we never let it go.
Yeah, we could have let it, whether it was a negative or a positive, like, yo, like, we are still talking about it to this day. Like, you look that's up true. Any article on the worst storylines of all time or, like, the most disgusting storylines of all time, like, that storyline is always on that list. 20 right. years later, it's still on that list. So we still talk about it. So, I mean, I guess it served its purpose.
I mean,
you know, it was done in bad taste. But, you know, then again, it's a television show. And how many television shows have you watched? Fucking, what is it, SVU? They stay having people getting killed or raped. And nobody thinks nothing of it because it's a television show.
Imagine watching a Jackie Chan movie and complaining that the jobbers don't get enough action in the movie because Jackie Chan, like, beats them up too quickly. Like, nigga, they're extras there to make Jackie Chan look good. Yeah. Why the fuck do we care how they look?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. If someone's there to make Roman look good, who the fuck cares how they look? Their job is to make Roman look good, like when CM Punk said. And if they're good at it, they get rewarded, like how The Miz does.
Definitely. So I wanted to ask, right? So just going back to like the celebrity thing, WrestleMania is coming up, right? And we all know that Bad Bunny is gonna have a match on that show, right? So mind you, WrestleMania is 2 days again this year, right? Last year was a 2 day show.
Yeah, 2 nights. Yeah,
it's 2 nights, right? So
mm-hmm.
Bad Bunny being in a tag team match does not take away from Aleister Black not being on the card. You know what I'm saying? It's a 2 night event show. So if they wanted mm-hmm. him on the fucking show, they would have had him. It's not Bad Bunny's fault he's not on the show. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So I feel like they could make way for somebody. This is why they have those battle royals before the pay-per-view, because they want everybody to be on the card so they can shine and get that little payday.
Exactly. I mean, we're getting 2 nights basically just for that.
Yeah. Because people complaining that such and such was left out the card, this person wasn't on it, this guy didn't get to shine, so now they're like, yo, all right, so he has 2 nights.
They're gonna literally ignore everyone that actually is on the card.
Yeah.
That's always what they do. Yeah. It's like the All-Star game. When people voted on the All-Star game, they're like, oh, but how come Damian Lillard isn't a starter? Or how come this guy wasn't in it? I'm like, yeah, okay, so who are you going to take out?
Facts.
Right,
you would take LeBron,
Aleister Black on WrestleMania. Who you want to take out?
Yeah,
want to take out Mustafa? Want to take out Damian Priest, the up and comer? You want to take out like who? Come on, you want to take out the Street Profits? Who you want to take out? It's very easy to say such and such needs to be on the card and such needs to be pushed, but whose spot you gonna give them?
Yeah, who you gonna sacrifice for them?
Yeah, who you gonna take out for that? Like, and it's like at the same time, people need to understand that. Niggas is going to rotate. That's just what it is. Like, you can't have 5 people holding the title at the same time.
No.
Like, even during the Attitude Era, the main title scene was crowded at one point. Look at the year 2000.
Yeah.
All I got to say is the main event. A six-man, Hell in a Cell? Was it Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, it was Armageddon.
Yeah, Armageddon, man. And that was for the main title at a WrestleMania. Like, come on, son. Like, people need to just understand that it's hard to make everyone look like a viable threat. Because in order to make one person look like a threat, one other person has to not look like a threat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's give and take. Like, look at Asuka, right? 2 weeks ago, Shayna got the best of her and everybody was complaining. Oh my God, she's buried. Oh my God, I hate how they disrespect her. Oh my God, this. Oh my God, that. Oh my God, this. Yeah, what did she do when she came back on Raw, though? Shorty came back and put the beats on Asuka, because that's what she does.
Yeah.
Like, my nigga, if you're a wrestler, you have to get hit. If you don't get hit, you're just another John Cena, and people are just going to hate you for that.
Yeah. Like one thing I don't understand is when they say that it's disrespectful to a wrestler that they lose. I'm like, bro, that's like saying... It's disrespectful that Al Pacino played Scarface and he got killed at the end. It's the fucking part. It's right. Part of the story. Like, that's what's going to happen. It's part of the
story, nigga. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah, there's no disrespect. Like, disrespect would be like, yo, you're going to work this whole match and we ain't paying you shit. That's disrespect.
That's like, disrespect.
Yeah, not losing the match.
Yo, you're going to work this whole match and here's a hot dog.
That's here's a hot dog. And you know, here's a hot dog and here's a metro car to get back home. That's disrespect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, people take this shit too serious and they don't understand that everybody from Asuka to Roman to Daniel Bryan, they all are playing characters. They all play roles and they all play the character. So it's not that serious. If they don't take it that serious, then we shouldn't either. You know?
And people need to understand, when we say don't take it serious, we don't mean not to have emotions. We don't mean not to get emotional. When we say, like, don't take it too serious, we mean, like, don't let one little decision ruin the whole night for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or don't let one little decision that you didn't like act like the whole company is going under fire or some shit. Like, nigga, it's one thing you didn't like, but that one thing you didn't like, billions of other people around the world like it. So exactly. What are you complaining about?
Yeah. Just cause you didn't like it, doesn't mean that, like, the other 100 people didn't enjoy it, you know? And to keep it real,
that's a big fact.
I've been learning that when I'm on the internet looking for wrestling related shit, like, the same people who comment about wrestling, that's it. That's the demographics of it. You know, like, everyone...
Yeah, it's the same demographic.
It's the same people commenting on it. It's not like you get somebody who hasn't watched or somebody who's not a fan comment and be like, oh, yeah, they shouldn't have taken the title off him. It's the same people in the same groups. Like, yep. The same people...
The only time you get a new type of fan commenting is when, like, something like Bad Bunny or Shaq is on AEW.
Exactly.
Like, shit like that when celebrities come.
But the wrestling fandom, whatever it's called nowadays, it's very small. It's like a small community. The
idiot wrestling community.
There you go. That's the IWC now. The idiot wrestling community. Not the internet. The idiot. we just rebranded it. But yeah, man, it's the same. Yep. Like, you go on Facebook and you go on these little wrestling communities and groups, it'd be the same people commenting there that go and comment on the Instagram page. On multiple page.
Groups, yeah, I know. I'll be seeing that.
So it makes you, like, people are like, oh, yeah, you see, nobody likes them. Like, nah, it's the same five people going around different groups commenting the same shit.
It's the same thing with the ratings on Wednesday. It's literally the same crowd flipping back and forth between Dynamite and NXT because they're the same people.
And it's crazy because they're happy now that NXT moved, so now AEW can shine. But what they don't realize by saying that is that you agree that AEW couldn't get those NXT fans over to come watch their show.
They couldn't take them from NXT. Yeah.
So now it's like, all right, so now they're gone. Now we can shine now because we don't got to worry about the competition. Yeah, they might.
Well, win. Now they better shine because that's the narrative they're pushing. So yeah. They better shine.
They better get them 2 million a week or they have 1.5. Like, if they show up next, when NXT leaves, I don't know when they leave, but if they show up with the same 780,000 fans, then you know everything they said was cap. Everything they talked about was cap.
I feel like the audience that SmackDown generates is probably like the biggest weekly audience for any wrestling show because don't get me wrong, it's gonna be a lot of the same people that love to watch all the wrestling shows, so we gotta count them.
Yeah.
Into account. They're also part of the demographic. So it's not like there's a bunch of new people that haven't watched wrestling and it's just like, oh my god, let me watch AEW. No, it's literally try-hard WWE fans that have been watching WWE loyally and just like watching wrestling, so they watch that. Then there's the anti-WWE marks who always exist. They just gravitate to whatever's the hype company in that moment. So it's just going to be a back-and-forth flip. It's never going to be a new rush of fans because it is what it is. People have the stigma that wrestling is fake, and as much as we hate it, that's just how regular people see it. And fuck them. Who cares if that's how they want to feel about it?
Yeah.
But for them to act like, for them to be arguing over the ratings and shit is stupid because y'all are literally arguing over the same people deciding what they want to watch. It's not like you're fighting over a new group of people every week. I just think it's very pathetic to be bragging about the ratings and shit. Like,
it's depressing. I personally believe, like, defending somebody's ratings doesn't make the show better. Just, you know what I'm saying? So it does not. So everybody's like, oh yeah, Dynamite got 804,000 views, but you know, so that means the show was better. I'm like, nah, it's just a bunch of y'all are watching that show. A lot of your anti WWE crowd are
WWE, yeah,
you watching that show just out of spite. Because I'm pretty sure, but like, go ahead.
Yeah. My thing with that whole ratings argument is like they basically shoot themselves in the foot. Because if the ratings is what y'all care about, no matter what y'all say, even if it's a low number, Raw and SmackDown beat them every week.
Yeah.
Even if it's only 1.5 or 2 point whatever, they still beat y'all. So with that same argument, what, that means SmackDown and Raw is two times better than Dynamite with your own argument? Like, I don't even got to argue back. I just got to say, yeah, but our ratings is higher. And we win the argument. I don't understand where they going with that. Oh, but we beat NXT. Yeah, the company that y'all swore on life that Vince used to hate, that Vince never gave a fuck about, that he thought was like the ugly stepchild of WWE, and now all of a sudden y'all think he wants to use that to take down Tony? I still think he don't even care about NXT to this day.
Nah. I think NXT was just given to the fans who wanted to see the flippy shit.
The wrestling. Yeah, they just wanted to see fake indie shit in WWE, so Vince let him have that. I really don't think he's like, oh, yes. This is what I'm gonna use. Like, no, nigga.
It's good shit, pal. Nah, he was like, yo, that's what they want. Yeah. That's what they talk about on the internet. Yo, give him that show. But,
like, yo, these fans are so delusional.
Yeah,
right,
it's insane, man.
They'll contradict themselves so hard.
It's insane.
Like, they went from saying Vince don't care about NXT to now thinking that he made NXT on Wednesday nights to compete with AEW. Why would he use a company that he doesn't care about to take out a rival that he so desperately wants to be removed from TV the way they see it?
And that was the case.
What did you think he put? Don't you think he'd put SmackDown against him if he really cares? Like, come on.
Or he would put all his all his stars on NXT. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would put Roman. He'll have a draft where everybody like Roman and New Day end up on NXT. If that was the case. You know?
Right. Nigga put Finn Balor, who, not to knock him, but he's not a draw on NXT. Like, that's how little he cares about NXT.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, Chip, you want Finn Balor? Okay, you can have him. I don't care about him.
Yeah, take Finn.
Like, he ain't doing nothing here. Yeah. And remember, this is not saying that he sucks or anything, but it's how, you know, his value to the company is just, I'm sorry, it's not. He's not going to be the one that says, that makes casuals be like, oh my God, I have to watch Raw because Finn Balor is on it. Like, I've never heard anyone say that.
Now, wait. There's somebody that I had here before. She's like a huge Finn Balor fan, and I hope she's not listening to this because she's going to have a heart attack. But yeah.
No, but like, that's the thing. We're not saying, I'm just saying his value to the company is like you know how every company has their top 10 stars?
Yeah.
Finn Balor, I'm sorry, is not on that top 10.
Nah.
Like, if Vince really cared about, like, getting rid of AEW, like, these marks things, why would he send such a disposable wrestler to NXT and not someone like Kevin Owens or
AJ Styles?
Yeah, or AJ Styles or something. Like, if he really wanted to, you really don't think they could have done that? Yeah. Like, come on. Like, it's...
Put AJ Styles. He would have put Brock Lesnar on NXT if he wanted to do that.
Yeah. Right, we would have had Lesnar versus Adam Cole a long time ago.
Yeah, if that was the case, you know. But it's the narrative that people are pushing, and I guess it's to make themselves feel better. They come up with all kinds of shit, you know. I'm learning that a lot.
Yeah, sure. I feel like these fucking wrestling journalists just be throwing shit at the wall, hoping something sticks.
Man, listen, like, that's a rabbit hole. Like, I don't even want to go down through it anymore, man, because wrestling.
Niggas will throw the stupidest rumors out there, hoping something sticks.
Yo, like, wrestling journalism is a joke, man.
And it sucks because there's real unbiased journalists out there that we're, like, circling in this group because a few knuckleheads make it look bad, but. It is what it is, man. The poison is out there and people are drinking it.
Yeah, that's why I made a post.
Yeah, so it has to be done.
Telling people, like, yo, before you start, because our Instagram is known for always Instagram pages, like, there's a bunch. There's, like, there's got to be thousands of wrestling media pages on Instagram. And a lot of them don't do their research. They read something on one site, and they copy and paste it.
Screenshot it and post it, yeah.
And then you got, they say that person got 20,000 followers. I say maybe 15 of them are going to believe whatever this person posted. And no one does a fact check. No one looks up to see if it's real or it's fake. So now you got everybody running around with a fucking fake rumor or fake story about a wrestler. And wrestlers don't got time to sit here and be like, nah, that's not real. That's cap. That's a lie. So niggas just run with the narrative that that's what happened. So that's why I don't.
One thing. Speaking on that, a lot of wrestlers actually have been. They've actually been like replying and debunking a lot of shitty rumors because the whole shit has gotten out of hand.
Yeah,
it's getting out of hand with the dumb shit people believe. Like, you know how many times I remember I was on MVP's page and he made a post with drinking with Kenny King, the guy from Impact.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone was like, oh, wait, does this mean what I think it means? You know, he's going to come back to the Hurt Business. And someone replied to that fan, nope, because Kenny King just signed a multi-year deal with Ring of Honor. And Kenny King replied to him and said, that's actually not even accurate at all. So it's like, people are really out here just reading shit on a random website and thinking it's true.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, even
like,
when...
How are you going to believe that someone signed the deal when the person himself denies it?
Yeah. And even then, the wrestler can come out and be like, nah, that's a lie. And then they still won't believe him. They'll be like, oh, he lying.
Yeah, they still won't believe it, yeah.
Like, he lying.
They're like, nope, I trust Dave's judgment more than you, sir.
Like, no, you're lying.
I'm like, how is Dave a better source than the actual fucking source? I don't understand.
Yo, because they've been conditioned to think that whatever this man says is true and whatever everybody else says is a fucking lie. And that's
because,
the fucked
yo,
up shit.
Like I said, game recognized game. Niggas like us, we post it at the wall hoping something sticks. And that's what Dave has done for the past, like, 60 years. He's thrown guesses. Like, let's say you follow wrestling, right? And once you see a storyline, you can kind of tell where it's headed.
Yeah.
So he'll make, like, some bold prediction, like, oh, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre set for main event at WrestleMania. This was like before the announcement. And everyone thinks he's a genius. I'm like, bro, if you watch the show and pay attention, you would know that that's what they were getting at. Does it make you a genius if you say that? Like, does it mean he's Nostradamus or something? It just means he's a fanboy that pays attention to whatever Vince does in wrestling.
Yeah. And, man, fucking Dave Meltzer, Bree. Like, oh, man, this... Oh, man. Like, you know what? And I made an appreciation post for Dave Meltzer not too long ago because I got to give it up to him. He conned everybody. Like, he made a career. He made he's made tons of money having people read his stories. Like Dave has
real.
No credibility.
I give him props on that, yeah.
Dave, yeah. I don't really look at Dave like I would look at a journalist that covers the NBA, that covers baseball or the NFL.
Oh, for sure. Never.
Yeah, because it's like, he's a fan like all of us. The only difference is he's older than us, and he's a fucking grandfather. That's the difference.
Right.
And he jots down everything that happens in wrestling. That's the difference between...
So he doesn't forget. Yeah.
So he doesn't forget. So that he can go back in his records and be like, you see, on this day in 1864, George Washington was riding his horse through Pennsylvania, but on that day, this guy beat this guy for the title in the match.
On this day, Shinsuke Nakamura kicked out 5 times in a match that consisted of Kenny Omega and Shinsuke for the U.S. title. And Shinsuke kicked out 5 times. I wrote it down on my notebook. You don't believe me? Want to see?
Exactly. So that's why everybody wants, and wrestling when it comes to him, they respect him because they don't understand what the fuck he's saying. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so they're like, all right, he must be right because I don't get what he's saying. I don't understand it. Cause... Now go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, yeah, finish that. Now, I was going to say, a lot of the thing is they live vicariously through him.
Yeah.
He is the bridge between them and saying, fuck you to Vince McMahon and WWE.
Yeah.
He is the bridge. He's the anti, oh, my God, he said what I was thinking. He's that for them, you know? Like the niggas who just can't stand anything WWE does. Like, if a wrestler breathes in WWE, they'd be like, oh, my God, they booked him to breathe out the wrong nostril. like shit like that. Like, so they see Dave, they'd be like, oh, I like Dave because he questions Vince. He doesn't just suck up to him. I'm like, yeah, I would agree with that if he did it, if he acted the same way towards AEW, but he doesn't, which proves he's a biased little girl.
Listen, I'm gonna put like, you on to this game, right? I'll let you rock. Yeah. He does that, right? Like, people be like, oh, but you don't say this about AEW. He's like, oh, you don't listen to my show. That's where like, his hustle comes in. Because in order for you to listen to him to shit on AEW, you got to pay money to subscribe to his fucking show. That's how he gets
so
people.
So basically, we got to pay to hear him talk shit about AEW, but he'll talk shit about WWE.
For free, exactly. And then there's assholes and dummies out there who be like, oh, you know what? Let me pay $12.99 to hear his podcast and hear him say this about AEW. AEW is great. Like, so he's smart in that sense because he gets you. If you read his tweets or whatever he says, it's always about, oh, if
I
you
mean,
don't...
I mean, but look at his target audience.
Exactly. So he takes advantage of that. And people are like, oh, well, let me see if he's for real. I'm going to go check his shit out. And then you sign on to his site, $12.99, you got to pay. And then niggas pay $12.99 to listen to for him to say something negative about them. And the most negative thing he'll say is, oh, this match should have been second instead of the match being in third. Like, that's the most negative shit he'll say about them.
Some corny shit like that, yeah.
It's a good hustle. Like, he would have been a successful drug dealer if he would have chosen to sell drugs in New York City. Because this man knows how to switch he knows how to switch shit up.
He would have got caught a long time ago, his white ass.
He would have got caught, but he would have put the blame on the other drug dealer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's true. And they
would have believed
him. They'll believe
him. And he would have got off maybe doing 6 weeks community service or some shit. It's crazy.
Bro, my thing is, how do people let anyone, not just Dave, I'm just speaking in general, how do people let anyone, like, decipher who to like or what to enjoy?
That's true. I have no idea.
Like, people be watching a show and they'll be like, oh my God, I can't wait to hear Dave's podcast so I can figure out how to react to this.
Whoa. Damn. That's it right there, yo. That's it right there. It's like, yo, let me see what Dave says so to see if I can allow myself to enjoy this show. That's crazy.
Pretty much.
It's crazy. That is crazy.
Like, I mean, we know Dave is not the only one. We only say Dave because he's like the most famous one. So it's like obviously, since everyone knows Dave,
yeah,
it's something that you know you can talk about. Because we're not gonna sit here and talk about some random nigga that nobody knows, and they're gonna spend the whole time listening to this podcast asking, "Oh my God, who are they talking about?" I'm pretty sure a lot of people are aware who this man is by now. You know,
so yeah. They are.
Examples.
I mean, it's this. I had somebody DM me like, "Yo, thanks to you, I never knew who Dave Meltzer was, and now I do, and I regret reading that post." I'm like, "Oh shit,
bro, it's crazy because I never knew Dave existed, right? Like, I didn't even know like who he was, and then like I always used to see the tweet, and now I put it together. I'm like, oh shit, that is like Dave Meltzer. I've been seeing that name forever. Now I get it. He's a guy that." Obsessed with wrestling.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. All right, man. So, all right, let's get off Dave. So, what did you think about the spot at a Revolution with the barbed wire explosion shit?
I still haven't watched it. So, but what I will tell you is this. That spot was destined to fail from the beginning. Like, that whole match, I was just like y'all keep trying to recreate John Moxley's CZW glory days, and it just ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
And the more they try to keep doing that, the more we'll see dumb finishes like that pay-per-view right there. It's just hard to do hardcore deathmatch in a mainstream setting because, you know, right now, AEW, they're testing what it's like to be in the mainstream media. And the mainstream media is going to teach them why WWE has operated the way they've been operating for the past, like, 20 years. It's different when you're in a gym and no one cares what you do. you know?
Yeah.
Now that you want to be on TV and you're going to have mainstream people watching your product, you can't have, like, just anybody be a champion. You can't have just anybody on your TV show. And it's been proven when they had Jericho as their first champion, then they went to John Moxley, and now it's Kenny Omega. Where's all the stars that they could have put the belt on if they really wanted to be different? Why didn't MJF win the first title?
He should have.
The way Finn Balor won the first Universal Heavyweight title.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you really care about the future, book the fucking future. You know what I mean? Like, when the iron is hot, don't wait until a nigga's hype dies down to give him a title. Like, it's over. Like, right now, he already turned on Cody Rhodes. Now, he turned on Chris Jericho. Big fucking whoop. Is Jericho the champion? No. What is Jericho now? Some wasted old man that does commentary every other week. Big fucking whoop if he beats Jericho.
Damn. You got the Book of the Year over here. The Book of the Year.
I don't know shit about wrestling. I'm a casual fan. I don't know shit about wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, if you look at it, like, you fucking absolutely right. Like, I hate the excuse that people say, well, they had to give it to somebody that people knew. No one knew, like, no one cared who was going to be the first champion, whether it was going to be Jericho or Hangman Page, because you were only attracting the same audience. You wasn't attracting casual fans. So why do you care that you have to get somebody that people recognize as your champion when literally the people who are watching know who these people
know
are.
Know who everybody is.
Because that's your... That's,
I just wanted to say that part.
That's your demographics.
WWE wants to cater to the casual. So it's understandable why they bring back guys like Goldberg or give the title to guys like Bad Bunny or bring in Stephen Amell from Arrow. It's understandable why they do shit like that because they actually want other people besides the basement dwellers to watch.
Yeah.
With AEW, their whole thing is, this is our wrestling show. So if you're catering to pro wrestling fans, I'm pretty sure all the pro wrestling fans that watch the show knew who MJF was, knew who Darby Allin was, knew who Orange Cassidy was before they even signed for AEW. I'm pretty sure AEW fans put them on the wish list of wrestlers they want to sign on AEW. So what's the excuse that, oh, we have to get a big champion to win the first title? No. Jericho wanted to stroke his ego, and he brought his WWE knowledge over, and they was like, oh my God, let's do what Vince does, because it works. It works.
Yeah.
It fucking works. Fucking works. But, you know, what do we know about wrestling? We're just WWE shit.
Yeah. I mean, like, they had a perfect opportunity to put the title on Hangman Page, and they didn't. Right? Cause
and they did it, yeah.
And now what's he doing? He ain't doing shit.
Being a sad cowboy.
See, I don't even watch. Like, I just watch the clips.
The last thing I saw was a segment where he broke up with a Young Bucks, like, broke up with him.
What?
And it was like, what?
They dropped the ball.
So niggas break up? Yeah, like, they had an actual breakup. Like, a couple. I'm like, what is going on here? Why didn't they just kick his ass?
Hmm.
But yeah, anyway, that's the greatest show on TV, I guess. That's what they like.
And then it's like, now, like you said, like, yo, like, MJF beats Chris Jericho, then what's he gained from it? Nothing.
Nothing.
He ain't the champ.
Absolutely nothing.
Shit.
I mean, what the hell did he get after beating Cody? Nothing. Did he get any titles? No. Did he main event any show? No. Is he higher on the card than he was before? No. He's literally in the same, he's in a lesser spot now.
He's not even like, yo, they had a perfect opportunity. They could have put that boy on a TV, like on a show. They could, yo, it's crazy. It's crazy how like Cody's a judge on that show. You could have somebody like MJF.
Bro, just look at Roman on SmackDown, right? The way he dominated in that show.
Yeah.
Like, they could have booked MJF to do that in the beginning of Dynamite, and they would have been in a better position now than doing what they did by having Jericho win that first fight.
Hmm.
And they could have really helped guys like Jake Hager and Shawn Spears, but no, they didn't. You know what they did? they pushed the guys that were already established in WWE, not the guys who needed it. And you know why? Because they were stars thanks to their exposure in WWE. Simple as that.
Yeah, and that's crazy because, I mean, what happened to what's this dude? Sunny Kiss? What happened to Joy Janela? Like, what happened to these dudes were the original.
What happened to Jungle Boy?
Yeah. These were the originators of AEW. This is who they should have built the company around. That's crazy. I sort of feel bad for them now.
Yeah, I really do.
No, the fuck I don't.
But it's like people only care about misused talent when it's, you know, when it's WWE creative doing it.
Yeah, like it's I feel.
Meanwhile, like people are mad that I saw some people are mad that AJ's going for the tag titles with Omar.
Yeah.
Which is dumb because he's literally going for the Grand Slam, which is literally like a rare feat to accomplish in wrestling. But yeah.
In the little bit of time that he's been there.
Act like, like he's literally an older guy helping a young guy like Omar get over, right? I'm cool with that. But yeah, a guy, and they say that that's bad, like wrestling fans always being wasted, that's not super professional. Yet those same fans will sit there and praise Darby Allin being stuck in a fucking fanboy fest with Sting because he wears face paint. And they have nothing in common, bro.
Besides the spray paint and being white.
The dude is a skateboard dude, and this guy, he's a serious old man. Like, oh, but they have white face paint, so let's put them together. That literally makes no fucking sense at all. And it's a bigger waste of Darby Allin's career than anything they're making AJ Styles do right now. Mind you, AJ Styles has already accomplished everything in WWE. And he's only been here, what, 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah.
And then he's literally done everything, bro. Everything there is to do, he's done. He's beat everybody except, what, John Cena?
Wait, he beat John Cena.
He's literally the man. Oh, he did? Okay, all right, then. I'm wrong.
I could be wrong.
Everybody that he's... Yeah, I don't remember, to be honest. I only remember that one match. I don't know if they had another one.
No, he did beat him.
What else can... Okay, all right. Like, what else can the man do besides give back? I don't understand why, what's so bad about that.
Because their favorite isn't World Heavyweight Champion, man. That's the problem. You know?
Yeah, and they just want to look for shit to complain about, bro.
Yeah. I mean, that's just wrestling fans in this day and age. Like, it was... Wrestling fans always complain, but, like, now in the last 4 or 5 years has been... Like, the last 6 years has gotten really bad. Like, niggas... Yeah,
I feel like ever since the streak ended, they've been extra bitchy.
Ever since Punk dropped that pipe bomb shit, that's when he... Like,
oh yeah, to go even further back, yeah.
Yeah, like he, yeah. All right, the pipe bomb shit was legendary, but at the same time, he fucked up the business with that pipe bomb too.
And birthed the nation of bitch ass wrestlers.
Yeah, like it just he got what he had to say off his chest, but in the long run, he just fucked it up for everybody who came in after him, and he just left. Yep. He don't even want to come back because he knows he fucked it up.
Yo, he basically ruined Roman Reigns in 2014 with that podcast.
Yeah. And now look at him.
Like that's the most selfish thing a wrestler can do. Fuck up somebody else's push because something didn't go your way.
Yep. Or at least he could have waited a few years and fucking wrote a book about it. Like
that's what I'm saying. He did it like in the moment, and that literally fucked up anything that WWE could have done with Roman at that time.
Yep. That's why he won't come back. Cause if he come back, he know he gotta apologize. Roman gonna make him sit in that locker room like, yo, bro, you owe me an apology. And he don't want to do that shit. Cause he know he fucked
Roman
up.
Roman and Ryback.
Yeah, there's a lot of niggas he owe apologies to. Cause he fucked up a lot of people with that pipe bomb and that interview shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, he ruined a lot of shit, bro. He really did.
That's why
he ruined the US and IC titles because now. Whoever holds those titles, it don't matter because it's not the main event.
It's not the main event. Yeah, it's not the main event, and they're not going on last on the card. It's crazy.
Because that whole WrestleMania moment or whatever wasn't even a thing until he made that a thing.
Yeah.
Or main event thing. Which, don't get me wrong, it is okay for every wrestler to want the main event WrestleMania. But when you
Well, when you ruin other people's bags because shit didn't go your way, that's what makes you a bitch.
Yeah.
And at that time, he was being a bitch.
Yeah.
Right now, obviously, he's calm and we've all forgiven him. But at that time, he really fucked shit up.
It's crazy. That's why I feel like he won't come back. It's not because he don't want to wrestle. It's because he knows he ruffled a lot of feathers.
He don't want to swallow his pride.
Yeah.
He don't want to swallow his pride.
Because he come back, he gonna have to say because he was wrong.
He knows deep down that the problem was all him. It wasn't like that nobody else hated him. It was all him with that woe is me, the world is against me paranoia that he has from being raised an orphan, you know?
Whoa. Whoa.
Like he never got that. So you never noticed how he always felt like there was a target on his back.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you were the WWE ECW champion, right? Like, they made you the first champion, right? You won Money in the Bank twice. And this is you being some little nobody that nobody even knew about. You wasn't making waves at that time. And Vince still made you a two-top Money in the Bank. Why? Because he saw the stars in you. If you couldn't see that they saw a star in you, that's on you, my guy. Your insecurities is on you. You can't say that they didn't like you because of that. Like, obviously, you're not John Cena. Obviously, you're not The Rock. Obviously, you're not Randy Orton. But they were building you towards that, right?
Yeah.
So why not be patient, my guy?
Yeah.
Like, not everybody's going to get that instant star push. So it's like his public bitching made everyone else think that every wrestler feels that way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all of a sudden, now Ziggler, like, all those rumors about Ziggler wanted to leave. Where do you think that comes from? It comes from the mentality that that CM Punk instilled into people that, oh, if you're not main eventing, you're sad with your career.
Yeah.
If you're not a main event, you're being wasted.
Or if you're not champion.
Meanwhile, this nigga Ziggler is having the time of his life in WWE.
Yeah.
Cashing checks, wrestling, when he wants to, taking a break when he wants to, doing stand-up on the side when he wants to. I don't know, man. People are just weird.
It's crazy, man.
Even Naomi. Naomi be living life in WWE, bro. Yo, whenever she wants to take off to, like, be home with her man, she don't even gotta ask. Shorty just be out. She be like, oh, my man's sick. I'm out, Vince. Deuces!
Yep.
Oh, you need me to come back for a match? I bet. I'll come on a random SmackDown. I hope these girls get some energy, and I'll go right back to my vacation, chilling. And now she's back on Raw doing her thing with another friend, Lana. Because, you know, they've been friends on and off screen, like, for years.
And they on Total Divas. Like,
they've been wanting to do this shit. So it's cool to see them actually get it done.
That's crazy. Listen, man, I hate to cut it off, but we running on an hour.
No, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, before this shuts off on me. But, man, it's always good having you on the show because you... Man, I don't want to sound cliche, but you spit some facts. And you are someone that a lot of other wrestling fans can relate to, especially fans who are much like us, who are fed up with how wrestling fans treat and speak on wrestling. So I appreciate you coming on, man. It's always a good time having you on. It was insightful, too. Hopefully, I can have you on in the next 2 weeks because it looks like there's a lot to cover and there's a lot that you have to cover. So maybe we can set something up where you can be back in 2 weeks and then, you know, we can just do a part two, man, because I think this is going to be a really good episode.
Oh, for sure. I think the world needs it.
Yeah, they do, man. So I appreciate it, man. So thank you for coming on. And, you know.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, man. Yes, sir.